KQPCB. KQPCB, listening for any calls. This is KQPCB. KQPCB, listening for any calls.
KQPCB? KQPCB, KC2PET.
I knew it had to be Ross first by the Kerchunk. Good morning, sir. It's been quiet so far this morning. Happy Monday.
Yep, happy Monday to you. It was a very eventful weekend. Did staying inside and saw the smoke and everything. And it was quite stormy. It was supposedly pretty stormy, but for us, we didn't get much. Me and Evelyn, we pretty much hunkered out for Saturday. Actually, we were put on standby at the fire department because they were predicting all these storms and everything, which pretty much turned out to be nothing. But that's usually par for the course by now. But yeah, so how was your weekend?
Let's see. I guess Lynn and I, we watched the movie. You could rent it and then stream it online, something that just left the theaters. It was okay. We talked about if we got up in the morning on Saturday and the weather was nice, we'd maybe take a ride to the Hamfest. But I got up in the morning, it was looking kind of gloomy, and then like minutes later it was downpouring, so that scratched that, which is okay. We had already scratched our kayaking trip because of the smoke and the rain prediction. Even though the rain was going to clear the smoke and the wind was changing directions and all that, it's still, it'd be nicer if we just rescheduled it. And then yesterday, we were out in Knox Farm State Park doing a POTA activation and went to lunch at Barbell in East Aurora. So that was nice.
Yeah, it sounds like you had quite a good weekend. Oh, come on, squirrel, move out of the way. Sounds like you had a good weekend there. We were supposed to have a pool party Saturday, but that got canceled because everybody was still predicting the storms and stuff. But, wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. So, I got text from Jeff, he probably did too. So, sounds like us not going to the Hamfest and was not a waste of time.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but I'm glad I at least chose to go to the one that I did go to when I did go. Not that I got a lot of stuff, but it was nice to see what was out there, and I got the little rework, PCB board holder. So that was cool. I have that at my bench now at work. And that was just a nice day out. I was happy for that. I guess the next one is probably, maybe not September, unless you wanted to drive, but at least for nearby. I think the one that they do at the Transit Drive-In.
Yeah, unless I know there's going to be stuff there I might be interested in, probably would not want to go. I guess I just, there's not a lot of stuff. I don't think it's, number one, I don't think I will be wanting to buy pretty set on at least what I'm capable of. Once I got my general license, which I got to work on, I will probably be looking at HF rigs by then, but nothing right now, unless something really grabs my eye.
The only thing I'm looking for, and I haven't really seen a lot of them out there, or at least anything in the, the modern versions of it, I'd like to go more portable. I like my 706s in the cases, but if I can get something that's truly, like, lunch bag size portable, I'd like to try for that. Do some QRP stuff.
Yeah, I was just going to think that. That would be cool. Like a lunchbox or something, you just throw it in there. A lot of guys like their backpacking. They'll throw everything in a backpack, battery, radio, and all. And, you know, they have a, I don't know if they make a specific backpack for it, or you just get, like, something from school. But, yeah, you can throw the radio in the backpack. The obviously doesn't need the cooling because it's QRP. And, yeah, and the antenna's already in there and everything. I don't know, I guess you could throw, like, a little snack in there or something. And it's definitely, like, a backpack-style setup. You just carry that with you and just unzipper it, pull the radio out, and it's, I guess it's good to go. Just throw the antenna up in the tree, and you're good to go.
I guess that's where my head is next. No high priority there. I like some of the QRP lab stuff. I'd love to build one of their kits. I think we were talking about that a few months ago, but other than that, I'm having fun. Slovakia was my furthest and only international station on a Sunday there when we were at the park. I was using the vertical again. A lot of East Coast stuff from shore to shore, from Connecticut to California, but most of it was down the East Coast. Yeah, but it was a lot of fun. I don't think I had any Florida. It was sort of in our same latitude line too. It's cool. I like the Ham2K Polo app during or at the end of your activation. You can click a button there, and it gives you a map of all of the stations that you had worked, and it's kind of cool to see that.
Yeah, at our next field day, if you wanted to, that substation worked out pretty good. We could do the winter one if you really wanted to do that. It seemed like Brad and everybody had so much fun doing it. I don't know what your feelings are on the winter field day. Not that I'm pushing winter time already, but just throwing it out there for you. If you would be don't be interested in doing winter field day down there. It would be heated and, you know, same deal. It would be inside all the elements, and it would be snug as a rug in there.
I would say the dates permitting, so that there's no other conflicts. I don't see why not. I think that would be fun.
All right, yeah, I have to look the date up, find out, and then I'll reserve the substation now before it fills up. I know, I think it's around January time. I know. For some reason, it seems to be a lot of birthdays and stuff going on down there, so it fills up quick in the wintertime.
It looks like it's the weekend of January 23rd, 24th. I know my sister's birthday's on the 28th, which we always get together for, so it's a matter of, and that would be, yeah, Thursday. They would probably do something that day or that Friday. But, yeah, you're looking at January.
Yeah, all right. I have to, like I said, keep my eye on it. And I may have to toss it out to Brad when he's on here. Speaking of Brad, we'll pause and see if he is on here. So this is TC2PET. Well, I guess not. I definitely don't think it's a signal problem. I can definitely tell the difference that my power is up today. It's, I'm going down Erie Street right now, it's not even fencing, so it's definitely putting out more power.
Yeah, I just switched over to direct on this side. Yeah, I think it would be tough to work this. I'm here in the parking lot, and but I only heard the tail end of your message, so I don't know how it is for the whole thing. Am I making it back in okay?
Oh yeah, no problems there. Doing pretty good.
Okay, so I hear you direct, and then when you unkey, I hear your node, the tail message, the tail of it, which is pretty steady, which is good. more steady than your mobile signal. Yeah, there is some noise on there. I guess I don't hear your signal through it, so the signal to noise ratio I can't really tell. Yeah, that's okay. I'll flip back.
Yeah, I hear both of you equally as well. It's just to be expected. Obviously, I got antennas up there higher. But, yeah, back to the grind. The car show's this coming weekend. I know you guys usually just hunker down for that. Just be aware of that this weekend.
Yeah, get out of Dodge is what we normally do. I'm off Friday. Actually, I did not remember. I had seen a sign, one single sign. I don't know if it was in town or going into town. Somewhere we flew past the sign yesterday. I'm like, oh, car show. I'm like, I couldn't see what the date was. And I was going to kind of see how that fell into our calendar. Hang on. Oh, yeah. See, I was going to see how that fell into our calendar, but I guess if it's this weekend, it's this weekend. Yeah, we'll see. And I have Jeff pulling up next to me. I've got 644. Probably going to make a run for it anyway. So I guess I'll see you on the inside. This is K2PCB. I'll listen out for your final, but then I'm going to run.
Yep, I just good thing I reminded you. This weekend, the usual wind up of traffic and everything. So, all fun. I guess it's for a good cause, though. All right, I'll see you at work. This is KC2PEC.